This is Christ's strategy. Christ inspires those whom he wants to become leaders and sisters. We are religious to be leaders. We are not to head an army. We are to be leaders. Others can follow our example. And what's the secret? Deep humility by not striving to please others, but please only Jesus Christ. And then, my dear sisters, once you have become internally humble, he will use you beyond your wildest dreams, trimming souls to his divine heart. But you have to pay for it. You cannot. That's why I thought I'd at least give one short homily on human respect. What's the lesson? The lesson is that if we are going to not just save our own souls, but save the soul of every person, hear me, who enters your life. As the Holy Father told Mother, as she told me, Pope John Paul called in Mother Teresa and told her, "You are missionaries of charity. I deeply appreciate the wonderful work your sisters are doing throughout the world in feeding the hungry, providing real lodging for the homeless, caring for the sick and the dying. Wonderful. Continue that work. But I want you to change your constitutions. I want you missionaries of charity to be missionaries. He told Mother, the deepest hunger in the world is not hunger of body. You continue feeding and providing food for the hungry. The deepest hunger is of human souls starving for the truth. You feed these souls with the truth, which is Jesus Christ, who became man and said, I am the truth. I am paraphrasing Pope John Paul II in his conversation with Mother Teresa. And then, Mother, she did not complain. She said, but Holy Father, our sister's not, they're not prepared for that work. So he told Mother, prepare them. So she asked, what do I do? I made an appointment for you with Cardinal Ratzinger. He's waiting for you. So she visited Conor Rossinger. And I hesitate saying this, but I think I should. Then Cardinal Ratzinger wrote to this sinner and told him, you have an assignment. You must help the missionaries of charity to feed those who are starving for the truth. Over the years, now 24 years, my first meeting with Mother was under obedience to the Holy See, and I have never regretted getting those directives. Sisters, our Lord has been miraculously good to the missionaries of charity. And I mean those words, miraculously. My work in the United States has been working with religious communities. Culturally, to organize an association of those women religious who want to live a religious life. And, just by the way, and very religious habit, and practice poverty, and have the Blessed Sacrament in their convents. We have 362 women's communities in the United States. The lowest estimate is 150 of those communities will disappear and not survive. No way. Not getting vocation. I never thought I'd say this. I live at the Jesuit residence across the street from the University of Detroit. But I have an office in an empty Catholic school. And next to the school, I have, whenever I want to use it, a private room in an empty convent. Our Lord has plans for the missionaries of charity. He wants, and I mean what I'm saying, missionaries of charity to be leaders throughout the world. But the secret is deep, deep, deep humility of the heart. Christ will use you to bring his truth to a world that is starving for Jesus, provided you seek always to please him and never to please others. If in doing the will of our Lord you please others, fine. Thank God. If in doing his will you displease others, fine. And expect it.